This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Mike Truth Johnston finds beauty in unexpected places. For years, the Austin street artist has been pasting his colorful portraits of pop icons on dumpsters and electrical boxes around the city. KUT's Saida Hassan caught up with Johnston to learn more about his creative process.
My name is Mike Johnston, and I'm a local artist, some would say street artist. So we're in my home studio, which is just our garage. And then I have a picture of Michael Jordan sneakers on the wall as a kid. That was always a big source of inspiration for me. I have a Norman Rockwell poster and got all kinds of shelves with paint. My wife accuses me of being a paint hoarder. I think one of more iconic pieces that I was a part of would have been maybe like 4 years ago near the airport. There's this giant old abandoned billboard that just kind of was faded out, and people had put their political campaign posters on there. And one early morning, with an extension pole and a ladder, put this giant Michael Jordan street art poster on top of that billboard that said, "Welcome to Austin." And yeah, now that we live over here in the Mueller area, it's kind of like my own little project to beautify the neighborhood, putting up pieces on the electric boxes and on the dumpsters as well. I was trying to think, what is the most powerful word that I could kind of put around town? And because of my faith in God, I thought, truth, what a strong word, what a word with such meaning and power. And so I didn't plan on it becoming kind of like my tag name or, you know, my street art name. It just kind of happened organically, where I was putting it up so much and I started putting it on the murals, and people in the street art community just started calling me that. Like, "Hey, Truth, you know, what you doing? What's going on? Hey, Truth." And so it just kind of stuck. A lot of times for the street art posters, I'm picking something that, for whatever reason, really connected with me that week. It might be an old memory that I had back to childhood, or maybe it was a song that I heard that I thought, "Man, that's fantastic." And so I would say a good chunk of the street art material is pop stars of some kind. You know, Michael Jordan, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I grew up in a military family, and so we moved around quite a bit and had quite a bit of black friends growing up. And so there's just something about black culture, African-American culture, that I've always been drawn to. I'm a huge reggae and hip-hop fan. And so for me, when I think of these different people, these different artists, there is something different, because I am white, I'm Caucasian. So there's something that's different and exciting, and something about the way of life as well that I've been drawn to. But I would say like 80-90% of the people that I paint are African-American. And I've talked to another friend of mine, he's African-American, he's an artist, and he said, "Isn't that something interesting that you're a white guy that likes to paint black people, and he's a black guy that likes to paint white people?" So there's something that maybe an attraction to something that's different than you, and it's kind of exciting. There's a guy in our neighborhood that usually, as soon as I put up a poster, a few weeks later, he'll put his tag on top of it. And in some ways, I could see it as disrespect, but in other ways, I could also see it as a dialogue. We did a piece maybe about a year ago that said, "End small thinking." And then someone came and scratched out the S and the M on small, and it said, "End all thinking." And then someone came in and added something else to it. So there was probably about four or five different phrases that one street art poster had gone through. So in a way, it's kind of fun to see, all right, you can use this space as well. And, you know, other people's creativity kind of comes from that. I think it is exciting to see that Austin really has embraced street art. So I know in some cities, you know, they clean it up so quick. And I could honestly say that I'm able to be a full-time artist because of the street art that I was doing for free just in the city. And unintentionally, that turned into like free advertising. And people started reaching out and saying, hey, can you do a mural for our business or for our home? So I'm very grateful to the city of Austin for being open to it and being excited and being fans.